KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly sunny and 69 degrees. Let's make that 70 degrees, Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In an update to our story last hour, authorities in Cass County spent about 30 minutes this morning searching for a man who took off during a traffic stop on Interstate 80. An Iowa State Patrol trooper pulled over a 1999 Chrysler Concord on I-80 eastbound at the 50-mile marker just before 7:45 a.m. when the driver took off for reasons unknown. The vehicle exited at the Marnie exit south of the interstate and crashed with the driver, a man who was initially reported to be from Sioux City, taking off on foot. After he followed the fence line and laid down on the ground, the trooper lost sight of the subject. Law enforcement, including canine units, converged on the scene trying to find the man, who was described as being a white male with tattoos on his arms. The trooper who initiated the traffic stop reported the subject grabbed something from the dashboard compartment when he took off running. He was seen crawling on his hands and knees and finally apprehended near a tree along the fence line south of I-80 just about 8:20 a.m. The suspect will initially be charged with felony eluding and cited for traffic offenses. A record search indicated the vehicle was not registered to the suspect and appears to have been stolen. Several items inside the car were to be inventoried and checked to see if they were reported stolen as well. A search warrant executed at a residence in Defiance late Tuesday night resulted in the arrest of three people on felony drug and other charges. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports deputies served the warrant at around 11:45 p.m. at 313 Railway Street in Defiance, where three people were residing. The individuals were identified as 26-year-old Andrew Nielsen and 27-year-old Jackie Thielen, both of Defiance, and 24-year-old Anthony Bennett of Harlan. Deputies also discovered a controlled substance believed to be methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, packaging material, and related items. Officials said the suspects were brought to the Shelby County Jail, where Nielsen and Thielen each face felony charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Both also face misdemeanor charges of prohibited acts and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds were set at $100,000 each. Bennett faces a single felony charge of gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. His bond was set at $5,000. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the search and arrest by the Harlan Police Department's canine unit. An accident next to the bacon processing plant south of Harlan resulted in minor injuries to the drivers of both vehicles. The accident happened Tuesday afternoon around 2:50 p.m. on Highway 59 at the intersection with 870th Street near the Shelby County Cookers plant. An investigation determined a 2001 Ford Escape driven by 59-year-old Becky Watkins of Harlan was southbound on Highway 59 and had slowed down prior attempting to make a left turn onto 870th Street when her SUV was hit from behind by a 2002 Buick LeSabre. The driver of the Buick was identified as 20-year-old Alexandria Temme of Harlan. Both drivers were transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Memorial Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Harlan Fire and Rescue personnel assisted at the scene. The accident remains under investigation with charges pending at this time. The Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn has passed the American Alliance of Museums' core documents verification, an important milestone in its ongoing efforts to demonstrate excellence and meet standards and best practices. Earning core documents verification means the National Professional Organization for the Museum Industry has verified through a thorough expert review that the Museum of Danish America has policies in place that reflect standard practices of professional museums. Of the nation's roughly 35,000 museums, only about 1,100 have passed the core documents verification. The Museum of Danish America is one of 19 museums in Iowa to have done so. The core documents verification is a launching pad for accreditation, the museum's field mark of distinction, and gold standard of museum excellence. Dr. John Mark Nielsen, executive director of the Museum of Danish America, said, "One reason we undertook this external review was to show that the museum has in place the policies and plans that are essential to good museum management and which provide our staff and board the structure, ethical grounding, and accountability needed to make informed and consistent decisions for the good of our public and for the sustainability of our institution." The Museum of Danish America was founded as the Danish Immigrant Museum in 1983. It is the only national institution of its kind with a professionally trained curatorial staff and is located in the heart of the largest rural settlement of Danes. The Museum of Danish America includes the main museum, the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, a separate genealogy center, a homesteader's cabin in Bestemor's house, and a house museum listed on the National Register of Historic Places. You can find out more information at www.danishmuseum.org. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.